You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Next, we're bringing you a story from our series, The Essentials. We hear from workers who have to continue to leave their homes to do their jobs in the midst of the coronavirus crisis. Some of them are frontline workers. Some of them are doing important work behind the scenes. In this installment, we'll meet Vicky McCloskey. She's a biologist at the California Academy of Sciences in Golden Gate Park. The museum has been closed for months, but there is still tens of thousands of animals, bugs, and fish that live there. They need to eat, and it's Vicky's job to feed them. Some of her hungriest customers, four snapping turtles and an albino alligator named Claude. KALW's Sona Avakian has that story.
We are still coming in every day to take care of the animals, but we are at half staff. We split the staff into two groups so that we don't overlap in case anyone does become exposed on one side or the other. Right now I'm with the swamp team. Everyone is wearing their PPE, so we all have face masks. The neat part about that is that the other curator's wife made the whole staff face masks, and they're pretty amazing and very comfortable face masks, so the team has no problem wearing them. Because the area on the island is a little bit smaller, it's important for us to wear them when we go down to do the feedings. And the team's spirits are pretty high. The level of animal care has remained the same, which is great. And I know that animal care staff globally are doing what we're doing. Part of being animal care staff is understanding that you're always an essential worker because you're taking care of live critters. And we are very used to not having the regular holidays that most people have because the animals always have to eat. And we are entering the swamp habitat to feed our albino alligator, Claude, and our four snapping turtles, Morla, Jaws, Donatello, and Raphael. In order for us to feed this habitat, we have to climb down into it. So this requires specially trained biologists to go down. Right now I'm working with Piper, Spencer, and James. And Piper goes down first. She keeps her eye on the alligator while James and Spencer get in. We also have to put in all of our tongs, our feeding equipment, and our buckets with all the food that's prepped in the buckets. The alligator and the turtles both will be getting trout, rodents, and a gel with vitamins in them that contains a lot of their caloric and vitamin needs. So the nice thing is that the museum is very quiet. And we don't have to put up barriers while we're going in like we normally would. I think some of our animals miss their people TV. You know, the penguins do like to interact with visitors. So we try and help out with that by doing some yoga sessions in front of the penguin habitat. I'm going down into the swamp now. In order for this to work, the alligator station's at one side of the island and the turtle station at the other side.
Claude home. Good.
And Claude just got his first piece of trout. Spencer and James are still trying to lure the turtles over. But Claude knows what he's doing.
Claude, home. Home.
Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. Well, I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter, this is what I heard her say. See you later, alligator.
Sona is a fellow in KALW's Audio Academy. You can find more stories from our series about essential workers at KALW.org.
She told me, nearly made me lose my head. When I thought of what she told me, nearly made me lose my head. But the next time that I saw her, reminded her.